Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We start with breaking national coronavirus news. The CDC is expected to finalize a plan to shorten the COVID quarantine length. Dr. Carlos Del Rio of Emory University says this will reduce the strain on workers, particularly those who work in the healthcare industry.
You know, it makes sense. And we also need to realize that you could probably also incorporate testing into a way to get people out of quarantine. I mean, there's so many people now that would potentially be in quarantine. We in healthcare, for example, if we quarantine everybody that has been exposed, we would be left without employees. So we've been talking to CDC and others about how to incorporate testing into a way out of quarantine.
Now, the CDC recommends that on day 7 of the quarantine to test, and if that test is negative, the quarantine can end. Of course, this is an ever-changing story. We'll have more on it in the coming days and weeks. The Joint Appropriations Committee has passed a measure for a 9-cent gas tax increase that will go to the Wyoming legislature. Yesterday, Campbell County Commissioner Del Shellstad joined Vic Wright on the Wake Up Wyoming show. Shellstad says he's against the gas tax increase.
Well, I'm not in favor of a gas tax. I think, you know, another tax of any kind at this point is something I'm not in favor of. I think, number one, in the state and even in our county, for too long we've had it too good, and we haven't had to really buckle down on the budget. And you know, in a regular household, when you budget yourself, you look at what you have coming in, and you budget based on that income, and that tells you what you can have, you know, the things that you want, the things that you need. You prioritize those within your own home. And really, government is the same thing. Any time that you talk about having a tax, that, you know, and one of the questions yesterday, I can't remember which commissioner asked it, I think it was Commissioner Bell, but, you know, talking about taxes and is there room for reform in taxes? I believe there is. I think we have got to take a look at the tax structure that we have, and, you know, are there areas of that tax structure that we can cut? Well, that answer is obviously yes to me.
The last gas tax increase occurred back in 2013. That was a 10-cent increase. The increase is set to help fund and support the Wyoming Department of Transportation. That is your Basin Radio Network News update.